Welcome to the worship from Daleville Christian Church. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you in this time in His Word, for the blessing you may become in His name, a blessing for others. We have an affirmation of our faith each week, this one from the letter called 2 Thessalonians in the second chapter. We ought always to thank God for you, brothers and sisters loved by the Lord, because God chose you as first fruits to be saved through the sanctifying work of the Spirit and through belief in the truth. He called you to this through our gospel, that you might share in the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. The reading of God's Word for today is from 1 Corinthians in the third chapter, the third through the ninth verses. Since there is jealousy and quarreling among you, are you not worldly? Are you not acting like mere mortals? For when one says, I follow Paul, and another, I follow Apollos, are you not mere human beings? What, after all, is Apollos, and what's Paul? Only servants, through whom you came to believe, as the Lord has assigned to each his task. I planted the seed, Apollos watered it, but God made it grow. So neither he who plants nor he who waters is anything, but only God who makes things grow. The man who plants and the one who waters have one purpose, and each will be rewarded according to his own labor. For we are God's fellow workers. You are God's field, God's building. May the Lord add his blessing to this reading of his holy word. Today's message is very much pointed at Daleville Christian Church, as will become apparent through the outline of the message. But if you will remain, I believe you will be blessed through our look at the apostles' words to the churches in Corinth. This is Pastor Appreciation Month, and we have much to discuss. Usually, I'm not terribly excited about Pastor Appreciation Month, and I'll be explaining that too in the coming weeks, but this year, I am looking forward to Pastor Appreciation Month, and here's the short answer. Pastor appreciation is biblical, and we should never forget that. This year, I have a number of personal anniversaries. Although my anniversaries are personal, they involve you, Daleville Christian Church. So this month, we're going to talk about me, we're going to talk about you, Daleville Christian Church, and we're going to talk about a topic that I've been thinking about, and a topic that you need to begin thinking about. That topic is my retirement. Someday, I'm not going to be here anymore. One of the dates for me not being here anymore is on the calendar, July 1st, 2024. My last sermon here is scheduled for June 30th, 2024. Why do you need to know that now? Why am I not waiting to give you a two-week notice or a one-month notice, like my service agreement with you states? There are two reasons for us to do this. First of all, a friend of mine has begged me to give you plenty of time to think and plan about my leave-taking. And as the elders with me have discussed, and I will mention in upcoming sermons, some of the congregation's financial planning for my replacement needs to begin now. The second reason that you need this time to prepare for my leave-taking is that many of you have never worked on replacing and calling a new pastor. I could name many people who joined this church and passed away in this church while I was their pastor. They never had to work to find and hire another pastor. Some of you have never had to work to find another pastor. Some of you may feel that you still don't want to work to find and hire another pastor. And that's a natural feeling. But I remind you that my leave-taking is on the calendar. And as I have joked with the elders, we are in a worldwide pandemic. I am a human being. One way or another, someday I will leave this congregation. Rather than wait for the need to find and hire another pastor, it's way better to plan ahead of time on how to find and hire another pastor. This month, we will talk about ministry today in the United States. We will talk about churches in the United States. We will talk about churches in our state. We will talk about things you and I want to avoid. We will talk about things we can look forward to. And some really good news is right here at Daleville Christian Church and in Daleville. Let me briefly remind you, Daleville Christian Church had the same daycare center director for over 40 years in Mrs. Sells. She wanted to retire. We had some difficulty finding candidates at first. Later, we found one. He didn't last but 1 year. Then we found another one, a better one. Our present Cindy Hale. So we have some experience right here in Daleville Christian Church. Daleville Community Schools just formally retired Paul Garrison, superintendent for over 30 years. And I met the new superintendent last week, Mr. Greg Roach. This church and this community have made these transitions successfully. There's every reason to believe that you, Daleville Christian Church, can make this coming transition that I'm talking about also. In addition, your elders have been studying this book entitled Succession. You, Daleville Christian Church, are already taking the first step that this author says is essential to a successful succession for the next lead pastor of Daleville Christian Church. The essential first step is planning for that transition to happen. We are, in part and right now, during pastor appreciation, we are planning for that transition. However, we must face the reality that this transition will not be a walk in the park. The system for finding the next pastor at Daleville Christian Church does not exist for us. All through the 20th century, Daleville Christian Church called the state office. They sent us candidates' papers. The pulpit committee reviewed them, found one to interview, and went from there. If none was found, repeat the process. All denominations have their own process. Non-denominational churches don't have those processes. It is of interest to note that Wikipedia says that the first non-denominational churches in America were the Christian churches and the Churches of Christ and the Christian Church Disciples of Christ. That is our foundational background. Also, if non-denominational churches were their own denomination and all counted together, they would be the third largest denomination in the United States. And that means, Daleville Christian Church, that you have plenty of company. Lots of other churches have been through what you will be going through. So there are very good reasons to talk now about the clergy, your future pastor, the future Daleville Christian Church, the state of the clergy in this country, and the state of the Protestant churches in this country. Also, the state of our own communities in our state, which are even now having trouble securing new pastors, just as they are having trouble finding enough teachers for our public schools. The Bible itself gives examples of transitions that were not planned or not well planned. The Bible warns us, don't do that. Get everyone on the same page, Or we could say, get everyone on the same page of the hymnal so when we start singing, we sound good. Simply put, I've been planning my retirement for a couple of years. Now, Daleville Christian Church, you should be planning for my retirement for the next 2 years. In the coming weeks, we will discuss some problems unique to Daleville Christian Church and problems unique to our communities, problems that provide challenges for securing a new pastor. One of my brother-in-laws, is it brother-in-laws or brothers-in-law, told me that my leave-taking is not my problem. It is your problem, Daleville Christian Church. I can appreciate my brother-in-law's viewpoint. However, I have been here at Daleville Christian Church over 30 years. It is callous and even unchristian to think or say that I have nothing to do with my own leave-taking of Daleville Christian Church. What was that Bible verse we noticed a few weeks ago? Philippians 2:4, let each of you look not only to his own interests, but also to the interests of others. Jesus certainly prepared the disciples for Jesus' own leave-taking, and Jesus prepared the disciples twice. Jesus tried to prepare the disciples for his leave-taking to go to his crucifixion at Golgotha, and then Jesus prepared the disciples for his leave-taking from this earth. Jesus was only with the disciples 3 years. I've been lead pastor here for over 30 years. Should I just walk away with a thank you and goodbye? Jesus didn't do that after just 3 years of teaching. Should I do differently than Jesus after 30 years? I want to help you, and I intend to help you, with my leave-taking. As Groucho Marx once sang, hello, I must be going. I cannot stay, I came to say, I must be going. Wanting to help you with my leave-taking is a part of my whole life of service for Jesus' church. I have always wanted to help Jesus' church. Somewhere in my 3 years at seminary, and remember that was 40 years ago when you were young, the class was encouraged to write down what you thought that you wanted to accomplish as a minister, as a pastor. I don't recall that we turned that assignment in. And remember, those were the days when you didn't save things on your computer because there were no computers, no personal computers. The reason for the assignment was this. Years after you, the seminary student, had been in church work, get that old paper out and review it. Have you accomplished anything you set out to do? Have you changed what you think you are to accomplish as a pastor? I think that if I could find that assignment from seminary, that part of that naive paper would still be the same. I want to help Jesus' church. The Apostle Paul wanted to help the churches in the Greek city of Corinth. We have at least two of Paul's letters to those Corinthian churches in our Bible. The Apostle Paul was one of the founding pastors of the Corinthian churches, and it is said he was present in the city for about a year and a half. His letters were written to the churches in Corinth after he had left, and the ones we have were written some 3 to 4 years after Paul's time there. Paul is distressed about what he hears concerning the church. 1 Corinthians 1:11, my brothers and sisters, some from Chloe's household have informed me that there are quarrels among you. What I mean is this, one of you says, I follow Paul, another, I follow Apollos, another, I follow Cephas, still another, I follow Christ. Rather than a unity that Paul makes plain in Paul's letters for Jesus' churches, the apostle discovers that there is division. We might understand the problem better if we say it this way. Paul discovered that the Corinthian congregation contained both Republicans and Democrats. Rather than the unity of people being united as Americans, as we should be in this country, Paul discovers not the unity of Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit, but quarrels, divisions. The apostle just straight out asked them, "Is Christ divided? For when one says, 'I belong to Paul,' and another, 'I belong to Apollos,' what then is Apollos? What is Paul? Servants through whom you believed, as the Lord assigned to each. I planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the growth. So neither he who plants nor he who waters is anything." I'll read that again. "Neither he who plants nor he who waters is anything, but only God who gives the growth. He who plants and he who waters are equal, and each shall receive his wages according to his labor, for we are God's fellow workers. You are God's field, you are God's building." The unity of Jesus' church is a basic teaching of the Apostle Paul, and the Corinthian churches and the churches of Rome are especially having a tough time with the reality of unity. For Paul, it's the simple. There is one Jesus Christ. There is one Holy Spirit. Therefore, those who are of the Holy Spirit through Jesus are also one, united. So there it is in our Bibles, and we discover, just as in the ancient world, church people will make themselves fans and followers of their leaders. They still do it in the 21st century. And the apostle says, don't do that. I heard it said that if a pastor stays too long at a church, the church becomes a personality cult. God forbid it. I don't want any fans. Jesus didn't want any fans. Jesus wanted followers. I want Jesus to have followers. I want you to follow Jesus, not me. And that's doubly true after I am gone. A pastor friend and I have a favorite film in the 1960s comedy, Support Your Local Sheriff. If you've never seen this film, you should. It stars the late great actor James Garner. Basically, what happens is that James Garner's character ambles into this American Western frontier town. The town leaders want to hire him as sheriff since he demonstrated that he was good with a gun. Garner's character had never been a sheriff and wasn't sure that he even wanted the job. Throughout the film, Garner's character will say, "Now, I've never made secret of the fact that basically, I'm on my way to Australia." Friends, ever since the Second Great Awakening in this country, which is how most American churches got started, American pastors have been itinerants, traveling the whole time. The fact that I've remained here for 30 plus years doesn't really change that basic fact. I'm still an itinerant, and now we know when I hope to be moving on. There's no real reason to try to hang on to me or keep me here since I'm not going to another church. As you might remember, because I have told you, I came to Daleville not because I planned to or wanted to, right? When I came to Daleville, Daleville was not shown on all Indiana maps. That was back when all maps were on paper. I came here because I had prayed that day that I would go anywhere the Lord wanted me to go. Daleville Christian Church reached me by phone later that same day. That was back when the telephone was attached to the wall and not attached to our hands. But friends, I've never made secret of the fact that basically I'm on my way to Australia. Before I leave in a couple of years, and while I am gone, and after I am gone, I want you to remember that we are all of the same Holy Spirit. We sang last week, the church's one foundation. Second verse, elect from every nation, yet one o'er all the earth. Her charter of salvation, one Lord, one faith, one birth. One holy name she blesses, partakes one holy food. And to one hope she presses with every grace endued. You may not like the fact that someday I'll be gone. You may not be happy about it. I would like you to be happy about the future of this church and its ongoing mission. Daleville Christian Church is supposed to be Jesus' church, not mine. I want you to want to be a part of Jesus' church, no matter who the lead pastor is at Daleville Christian Church. In the coming weeks, we will talk about finding a pastor for the ongoing mission of Daleville Christian Church. The Apostle Paul's reminders to the churches in Corinth. What then is Apollos? What is Paul? Servants, through whom you believed, as the Lord assigned to each. Neither he who plants nor he who waters is anything, but only God who gives the growth. For we are God's fellow workers. You are God's field, God's building. Amen.